Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
If you are a crazy pet person and just head over heels in love with your dog or your cat or, I don't know, your lizard or your snake, then you might be able to say that this is your kind of crazy. We've got this week's My Kind of Crazy Confession.
From Christy and Marietta, she says, "Dear Jeff and Jen, are any of your listeners crazy pet people, like next level? Because I take my dog on dates once a month. We put it on the calendar, and then we head out to one of his favorite parks. We'll have a picnic of dog-friendly foods and favorite treats, and then we'll always end up with a picture of us. Anyone else my kind of crazy?"
That is so cute.
She actually blocks it on her calendar, date night with Scruffy.
I think that's adorable and a really, really great idea. I think there would be happier humans in the world if everybody did that.
If everybody had to have once a month have a date with a dog.
Yeah. I mean, set that intention. I love it. I think that's so, so adorable. All right. If you are a crazy pet person and you can say, "Oh, totally. Absolutely. That is my kind of crazy." Like, I have a friend who lets her cat eat off of her dinner plate. Like, if she's just, you know, having home alone, like, make some dinner, sit on the couch, watch TV, her cat will climb up there and, like, be like, "Hey, what you got for dinner tonight?" And she'll be like, "Here you go. Feed him with a fork."
Well, while she's eating dinner?
Like, she'll have a bite. She'll give him a bite. She'll have a bite. Give him a bite.
It's okay. You can call me out. It's fine.
It's not you. I'm actually talking about one of my very best friends.
I need to meet them.
This is your long-lost soulmate, Janine.
You meant, like, put the dinner plate on the ground.
No. She shares the plate with her kitty cat. Yeah. Hey, Tiffany in Kennesaw, is this your kind of crazy?
Yes. We have birthday parties for my dog and my sister's dog, and then all of our family's dogs, like, come to it. We've even had Halloween parties where they dress up.
Yes. Are these Pinterest-worthy parties?
Oh, yes. My debit card is a picture of the dog from the birthday party.
That's amazing.
So cute.
What's your dog's name, Tiffany?
Rambo.
Rambo.
That's the invite to get, Rambo's birthday party. You get that invite. It's big.
All right. If you can join the party and this is your kind of crazy, give us a call, 404-263-0941. And Candace is ready to join the show. She says that hers involves a wedding. So she'll tell us her wedding pet story coming up next.
Okay. Turn it up. Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
It's time to join hands and make a circle of supports.
You are not alone. This is My Kind of Crazy.
On the Jeff and Jen Show.
Christy and Marietta sent us a note and told us what?
She said that once a month she puts it on her calendar and takes her dog on dates. We head out to his favorite parks. We have a picnic of dog-friendly foods and dog treats. And we always have somebody take a picture of us. Anyone else? My Kind of Crazy.
Stephanie in Snellville. Is this your kind of crazy?
Oh, yeah. So one of my very best friends and I both have a dog, and we are throwing a dog wedding this summer so our dogs can get married.
Yes, you are, girl. I love it. Okay, where's the wedding taking place?
Unbelievable.
So it's going to be at our studio. We own a theater in Snellville called Snellville Performing Arts, and so we're going to have it at the studio. And one of our good friends is a professional wedding photographer. And another good friend of ours is a florist. So they, as soon as we were joking about it originally, and then once we said it out loud to a couple of people, they were like, "Oh no, this is happening." And we're like, "Oh, okay."
I love it so much. All right, so what's your dog's name?
Sully.
Sully is going to be marrying?
Peanut.
Sully, please come to the marriage of Sully and Peanut.
Peanut's nuptials.
Yes.
What are they going to be wearing?
I have no idea yet, but it's going to be fly, so there's that.
Please invite us, Stephanie. We would love to go. That seems like the perfect not-so-cool-kid thing to do.
Totally. It's going to be off the chain. It's going to be great.
That's awesome. Great.
All right, Molly in Jackson, is this year kind of crazy?
Yes, my dog has his own room in my house.
His own room?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Like, what's in it?
It's just like, he has his dog bed, but there's a couch, and he usually lays on that.
And it's hit. And, okay.
King of the castle right there.
I'm not mad at that. Like, that's not a bad idea to me if you have a big enough house.
Amber in Stone Mountain, this year kind of crazy too?
Yeah, it is. My boyfriend's mom, actually, every night at dinner, she sits down. Like, before she sits down, she mixes an entire meal for both my dog and her dog, along with her dinner.
So a separate meal for the pets that she's cooked in her kitchen.
Every single night. Yes, every single night.
Like, not poured out of a bag or opened from a can.
I mean, sometimes it'll be, like, cut up hot dogs or something, but she will actually have food set aside, like, specifically for them, and we'll feed them with a fork.
All right,
like, my dog is spoiled.
I want everybody who opens their fridge this week and sees nothing in there except for, you know, some expired milk and wilted lettuce to remember that somewhere in this city is a dog eating a home-cooked meal off a fork.
Yeah, in Stone Mountain, right there. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. All right, Candace is going to join us next. She has got a big wedding planned, or maybe she already did this wedding. We'll hear her story. My Kind of Crazy continues coming up next.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1. It's time to join hands and make a circle of supports.
You are not alone. This is My Kind of Crazy.
On the Jeff and Jen Show.
If you are a crazy pet person, you're going to love this. So far, we have monthly date nights with dogs. We've got pets with their own room in a house, gourmet meals cooked every single night for them, and a wedding planned. And Adriana in College Park, you can say this is your kind of crazy.
Yeah, Poe's pretty spoiled. He has his own room as well. It's the coat closet, but it's still his room. He has a covered litter box because he's a messy pooper. he has a large-sized dog bed, even though he's an 8-pound cat. he likes to sit on my hip. You know how you hold a baby on your hip and they wrap their arms around your neck?
Oh, yeah.
He walks around the house with me like that.
Oh, my God.
He thinks he's a kid. He wears a harness. Because he likes to be picked up by it. You know, he runs the house. The only place he's not allowed is the kitchen.
It's only a matter of time. Poe's going to wear you down, and he'll have run of the kitchen soon enough. Good luck with that, Adriana.
He just stands there and stares at me while I'm fixing his food.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and now, Candace, are you this kind of crazy?
Well, so the summer before last, I married my cat.
You married your cat?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, we just got married. Like, you won all the things, like, you know, for my registry, I got, like, a new vacuum cleaner and, you know, a new table setting and
so
all that.
You did.
You know, I don't know, I just decided that I was going to have a ceremony and, you know, just register for some gifts because, you know, all my friends, they're getting married. Like, everyone is getting married and everyone gets, like, you know, the big party and all the presents and everything that they need for their house. And, you know, I don't have that. So I invited a whole bunch of my friends and I got married. But I married my cat.
So you did it as a joke because all your friends were getting, like, married, and you were, like, celebrating your singleness.
No, not really. Like, my cat's, like, my soulmate, so we got married. It's legit.
What's your cat's name?
It's Tommy.
Is this a joke?
No, like, this is not a joke.
I actually
one of my friends
kind of
is
sweet.
An ordained minister.
So an ordained minister, but you can't really marry an animal, right? Like, it's not legal.
It's not an animal, Jen. It's Tommy, her soulmate.
Her cat.
Yep.
But
yeah,
Candace,
I mean,
okay, I'm sorry.
If I was your friends, I would be mad.
Why?
Why? It's not fair that I go and shell out all this money to, like, you know, I had one friend who got married in Mexico, and it cost me, like, $3,000 to do the whole thing. Like, people can come to my wedding and, you know, spend $50.
I'm guessing all your friends know how important Tommy is to you in your life, right?
I don't know what I would do without him, to be honest.
This special relationship is something her friends are well aware of. Mm-hmm. And so maybe they're just supportive friends and they're like, yeah, sure, you want to marry your cat? We're coming with gifts.
Did you do like save the dates and did you register for anything for Tommy? Like, did you register at PetSmart?
Oh, yeah, I did. I totally did. He got like a new cat bed and we got one of those fancy litter boxes that self-cleans now. And I registered for things for him as well. But I mean, the vacuum cleaner is technically for both of us. There's a lot of shedding and hair. So,
You know what Candace just introduced us to? A whole new industry. Pet weddings.
Yeah, I highly recommend it.
I actually find it to be really, really cute. If this is the most important thing in her life and she has no plans to like have an actual wedding, why not throw a party for your cat?
Well, it's not going to have an actual wedding now because she married her cat, right? So what guy is
going to... She's already taken.
There's no man that'll sign up for that.
Okay, totally more than that.
All right, well, I don't want to leave you with a cliche question, but it has to be asked. And I know you just got married, but are there kittens in your future?
Yes, I hope so.
Okay. Wow.
Thanks so much for calling, Candace. I think it's awesome.
Of course. Thank you.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.